The accused synagogue shooter was back in court today. He pleaded not guilty to federal charges alleging he killed 11 people in Pittsburgh last weekend. Meanwhile, the last of the victims' funerals are scheduled for tomorrow, and Jewish institutions are grappling with a difficult and familiar dilemma: how to keep houses of worship open while ensuring the safety of their congregations. NPR's Brakton Booker reports from Pittsburgh.
Mourners are making their way to a funeral. Outside a synagogue named Congregation Beth Shalom, Adrian Indiana wants to believe she will be safe there.
It's where you're supposed to be safe. I keep telling myself it's still the safest place. It's, you hope it's safe.
Like her, Stuart Green is going to pay respects to Joyce Feinberg, one of the 11 worshipers killed at the Tree of Life Synagogue. Green and his friends have talked about what they would do if a would-be gunman showed up at service.
We're talking about getting licensed to carry concealed. I mean, what are you going to do? If I stood there with a bat, would he still come in? I don't know.
Many in Pittsburgh's Jewish community struggle with how much security is needed at synagogues and how to balance that with the welcoming open tent philosophy of Judaism.
We have to get together as a community to talk about long-term planning. I think the consensus is none of us wants to turn our synagogues into armed camps.
That's Rabbi Jamie Gibson of Temple Sinai in Pittsburgh's Squirrel Hill neighborhood. Tomorrow evening is the first Sabbath since the shootings. And Jewish organizations across the country are holding what's being called a Solidarity Shabbat. Throughout Pittsburgh, there will be greater police presence outside synagogues, and Rabbi Gibson says his staff will be on high alert.
We've done security drills for our staff and our lay leadership, and there's simply going to be enhanced observation of people who come in the door, especially with appropriate security personnel at the two entrances that we have.
Brad Orsini, a retired FBI agent, is director of community security at the Jewish Foundation of Greater Pittsburgh. Part of his job is to help harden the city synagogues and community centers. He also conducts safety training at Jewish retirement homes, schools, and daycare facilities.
We not only do lockdown drills, we do reinforced barricaded lockdown drills. We do evacuation drills. We've done gunshot recognition drills.
Just a few weeks ago, Orsini led an active shooter training at the Tree of Life Synagogue.
We practiced that day for the worst nightmare, and the worst nightmare happened.
Tree of Life Rabbi Jeffrey Myers was presiding over services when gunshots rang out. Myers had trained with Orsini, and Orsini had convinced Rabbi Myers to carry his cell phone during Shabbat services, even though that runs counter to Jewish tradition. Here's Myers on ABC talking about the training.
I learned a number of important things from him. One of them was to carry my cell phone. I normally don't carry it on the Jewish Sabbath, but I learned from him, as he said, Rabbi, it's a different world. You need to carry it, and I'm so grateful.
Orsini says he thinks that helped prevent more lives from being lost.
So when the shooting happened at the Tree of Life, and he was the person who called 911 to alert them.
Synagogues, churches, and mosques in the U.S. have been adding security for years amid a string of mass shootings at houses of worship. Some have been paying for increased security measures through grants provided by the Department of Homeland Security. Orsini says it pains him that his job even exists.
It hurts me that the Jewish Federation of Greater Pittsburgh has to even hire somebody like me to secure people because they want to go pray.
Orsini says he left the FBI hoping he would never have to see another crime scene. Then last week, he found himself standing watch at the Tree of Life Synagogue as rabbis collected victim remains according to their tradition. Brakton Booker, NPR News, Pittsburgh.